Praise be Jesus and Mary. The other day we had the Beatitudes, and I spoke on the Beatitude regarding the meek. Blessed are the meek. Meekness, that virtue being opposed to anger, the vice of anger. And I talked about how we needed to discern whether or not our anger was due to a disordered attachment to persons, places, things, or even our own will. So in today's gospel, our Lord talks about anger. He says, "But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of judgment." Christ here explains, fulfills, and supplements the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," and teaches that it forbids not only homicide, but also anger, whether inward or outward, which bursts forth in reproaches and harmful words. So our Lord is talking about any illicit anger, whether it be mortal sin or venial sin. But he's not talking about a certain kind of what we could call just anger or righteous anger. Whosoever is angry, the Greek version actually adds rashly without cause. And that's the way it needs to be understood. For unlawful anger is treated here, which is the path, the beginning, and a step toward unjust and illicit homicide. Otherwise, anger for a just cause, aroused, for example, against sin and sinners, is both lawful and praiseworthy. Anger has been, for this very purpose, implanted in man's nature, that it might be a flint of virtue and fortitude to sharpen them against vice and any sort of adversity. So we think about someone who might get angry over an injustice. Think about the injustice of abortion, maybe the greatest injustice of our day. Okay, if we get angry over that, that's a good thing. And it should be a flint of virtue and fortitude. That is, that energy that comes from anger should be used and move us to pray very much and to work for an end to abortion, to establish justice. That's good anger. Note, anger is the thirst for vengeance and is itself a mortal sin if it deliberately contrive or wish for any serious evil of body or goods or reputation of one's neighbor or rejoice in such evils, even though he deserve them. For he who is angry rejoices in them not as fruits of justice, but of revenge. But anger is a venial sin if it desires some trifling calamity to one's neighbor, even though the anger be violent and flame out both internally and externally. Lastly, anger is no sin at all if it arises from zeal for righteousness, for the uprooting of sin and sinners. Such was the anger of Mattathias when he slew the legate of Antiochus, who was forcing the Jews to sacrifice to idols. 1 Maccabees chapter 2. Such was the anger of Christ when he drove the buyers and sellers out of the temple. St. John Chrysostom, commenting on the words of Psalm 4, "Be ye angry and sin not," says, "We may be angry lawfully, for St. Paul was angry with Elymas," Acts chapter 13, "and St. Peter with Sapphira," Acts chapter 5. But I should not call this anger without qualification. I should call it philosophy, carefulness, and stewardship. The father is angry with his child, but it is because he cares for him. It is he who avenges himself who is rashly angry. But he who corrects the faults of others is, of all men, the meekest. For even God is angry, not to revenge himself, but to correct us. Let us therefore imitate him. Thus to act is divine. Otherwise, it is human anger. Anger indeed killeth the foolish. Job chapter 5. St. Gregory says on this verse from Job, you should know that one sort of anger is excited by impatience, and another sort shaped by zeal for righteousness. The former springs from vice, the latter from virtue. If there were no anger that arose from virtue, then Phinehas would not have placated the force of divine wrath by the sword, Numbers chapter 25. This is the anger which, because Eli did not have it, he roused against himself implacably the vengeance from on high. For the sword of the eternal ruler flames against him who is lukewarm in correcting the vices of those who are placed under him. Right? Just that indifference, I don't really care, which in the end is a lack of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.